This is the SearchSecurity.com Threat Monitor Podcast for July 21st, 2011. In these 7-monthly recordings, SearchSecurity.com contributors offer expert advice on the latest information security threats. I'm Greg Smith. Targeted attacks are growing, and eventually, your enterprise will be a target. Expert Richard Baitlick covers how to collect Windows event logs to detect an intrusion and pick up on the subtle hints that could indicate a targeted attack. And now, for this week's edition of Threat Monitor, how to collect Windows event logs to detect a targeted attack, written by Richard Baitlick. A targeted attack is defined as a security incident perpetrated by an adversary who purposely selected his or her victim. This sort of incident stands in stark contrast to the majority of security incidents, which are often opportunistic events. The typical victim is exploited simply because he or she uses the sort of internet-enabled services and devices that an intruder expects to encounter. A targeted attacker, conversely, deliberately chooses a specific victim. In order to defend against both types of attacks properly, security professionals must assume their systems will be assaulted by both targeted and opportunistic attackers. Unfortunately, most organizations are barely postured to withstand or even detect opportunistic intruders, let alone confront those pulling off targeted intrusions. Because opportunistic attackers rely on mass market exploitation, they often use tools and techniques familiar to defensive security tool makers. For example, antivirus developers are more likely to be prepared to detect and defeat opportunistic-minded malware to the extent conventional antivirus works at all. If traditional defenses can't handle opportunistic intruders, what hope does the weary security professional have of confronting targeted attackers? The foundation for a counter-threat option has to have knowledge of attackers and common intrusion methods. This knowledge means more than the sort of industry-wide threat information available from public or even some private sources. While it is important to understand the big picture, it is just as important to have an accurate, current view of the security-related activity of the enterprise to be defended. This process of gathering enterprise-specific intelligence means collecting and analyzing information about specific devices, data, and activities within the organization. There are many ways to gather information about digital enterprise activity, and it's easy to become lost in the details of any specific technology or approach. If starting from scratch, it's best to keep certain categories of information in mind. For completeness, these include 1. Network traffic or specifically network security monitoring data, 2. Application logs, 3. Host data, and 4. Memory. Get more advice on how to collect Windows event logs to detect a targeted attack from Richard Baitlick after a quick word from SearchSecurity.com.
The world of information security is always changing, so it's essential to stay current on expert research. That's why SearchSecurity.com has an extensive video library filled with expert interviews on subjects ranging from the newest malware threats to the finer points of PCI DSS compliance to our exclusive face-off debates between some of information security's biggest names. And we're adding new videos all the time. Check out the video library today at searchsecurity.com/video. That's searchsecurity.com/video.
For the purposes of this short article, we'll focus on collecting logs from the Windows operating system. While it is often equally important to collect logs from a number of other types of systems, Windows systems are on the front lines of the digital battle due to the fact that users interact with websites and malicious content linked to or carried within email. The approach here can be architected to scale to the largest enterprises, but it's best to start small, such as with a test group to validate the approach and to determine if the information collected meets the expectations of the security professionals managing the project. Collecting Windows log data involves two main issues: log collection and transmission, and collection and storage. To address the first issue, consider using a free agent such as Snare for Windows by Intersect Alliance. I have used Snare on a variety of Windows systems, ranging from Windows NT4 through Windows 7. Different binaries exist depending on whether the system to be monitored is a 32-bit or 64-bit version of Windows. most administrators configure Snare to export Windows event logs to syslog format. When installing Snare, be sure to let the log analyzer reconfigure the Windows event log to facilitate the generation of logs that are suitable for detecting targeted intruders. Also, be sure to match the correct version of Snare to the OS in question. If the output from Snare isn't what you expect to see, double-check that you match the Snare version against the host operating system. To address the issue of log collection and storage, consider starting with the free version of Splunk. The free edition will archive up to 500 megabytes of logs for free and runs on Windows, Linux, and even free BSD. By pointing Windows logs via Snare to a Splunk server, security teams will now have easy access to the sort of data they need to discover targeted attackers. Analysts can use Windows event logs in a variety of ways, but one useful way is to observe intruders running binaries on victim systems. Once you begin to collect Windows event logs, you can expand to collecting logs from any device that is capable of exporting them with analysis to follow. Happy hunting. That concludes this week's edition of SearchSecurity.com's Threat Monitor podcast. You can also download more of our podcast by visiting searchsecurity.com/podcast. Thanks for listening.